Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome into another Dean Richards Sunday morning. 20, Andy, remember when we dressed up as the Beyonce and the dancers and we did that single ladies video? Remember that?
Yep.
Back in the day.
I'll never like share a jail cell with you again.
20 is quite the dancer. Andy, I knew was a good dancer.
Yeah.
20, I did not know, was as good a dancer as he is.
Oh, you know, when you learned how to do the swim and the mashed potato, you can do anything.
Apparently so. Apparently. Beyonce and Jay-Z, the last two nights at Soldier Field. You know that they don't allow, most like when Bruce Springsteen comes to town, or name U2, any of the bands that play at Soldier Field, normally they let TV cameras come in and you can, record a portion of the concert. Not very much. You can record maybe like a minute or 2 minutes, and then they kick you out. But you get a little something. And I was trying to get, into Soldier Field so we could show Beyonce and Jay-Z on TV. They don't allow it.
Hmm.
They don't allow access.
No access at all.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. You know why?
Why?
Because she's Beyonce. That's why.
Okay.
She doesn't need any little TV station to come in and
be. I would have thought they would have wanted the local exposure, but
you
I guess
think.
They don't need it.
Yeah, I mean, the show was, I'm pretty sure that they were both sold out. It's not like they needed to sell tickets. But, they came to do a show. But it would have been nice. It would have been nice for everybody else to see a little bit of it. It would be great if people on their smartphones at a concert held their smartphones up and recorded some of it while they were standing there.
Now,
watching.
You think that might have happened?
I have never actually seen that at any concert before.
Right.
That's all you see at concerts now.
Right.
People
I'm
don't
guilty
even,
of that.
Even I know that. People don't even watch the shows live anymore. They hold their phones up and they watch the concerts through the 2-inch screen on their phone.
Amazing.
It doesn't
even
make
though
any
they're
sense
sitting right there.
They're sitting right in front of whoever the artist is.
Mm-hmm. And instead of lighters now, everybody just puts up their phone light.
Yeah, they put the flash on their cameras on.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct.
Oh, and they leave the light on.
Just the light on the back.
Which doubles as a small flashlight.
Or some people, what they do on their phones, I mean, they either just put their their flash that they would use on a camera or flashlight, or there are places on the web or apps where you can put on the screen of your phone a Bic lighter.
I've got that.
You have?
Oh, should have seen me at the Chicago REO concert the other day.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was one of the only ones with it, but I stood out in the crowd.
Were other people? Were there actual Bic lighters? Are people still doing
no.
that? That seems like a fire hazard now.
Yeah, especially at the Allstate Arena.
Yeah, they weren't going
to allow that.
Yeah. That's probably not the same.
You said Chicago and REO.
Yeah.
Andy?
Oh yeah.
That both
was,
of them together?
About a month ago, yeah.
Oh, Shawnee's.
Pretty good little show.
Shawnee's excited about that.
Sorry, that's right? Nice.
What? What'd you say? hey, these are. I know both of those.
Oh, come on. You'd go to.
I know both of those groups.
I do.
I've gone to see Chicago.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Chicago, they were with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, that would have been
a good show.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Because Chicago. You know, I've seen Chicago, I don't know how many times, millions of times through the years. Love those guys. And they still sound great. they still, you know, it's not like you go to see some of the nostalgia groups, and they don't really sound as good as they used to. Chicago still sounds every bit as good as the recording.
They're exciting and still up there,
Absolutely. But
Earth, Wind, and Fire, too.
They have been teamed up with the Doobie Brothers.
Oh,
yeah. That was great. Mike,
that would have been good.
I saw that two summers ago.
Who else? Earth, Wind, and Fire was amazing. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. They're going to be at Ravinia this week. Earth, Wind, and Fire Friday night at Ravinia. Can't go?
No, I can't go, unfortunately.
What's more important?
It's called work, but I can't go.
Want me to call and like call and say Shawnee's not feeling well?
I'm calling for Dave Schwann. He can't come in today.
This is Dave Schwann's dad calling. Paul, this is Paul Schwann. he's not feeling well.
He will not be able to be in.
It's a combination of sore throat, and he's really sick of Dean.
So he got some earth, some wind, and some fire.
Right. And you don't want to know from which orifices. Earth, Wind, and Fire are amazing. They're amazing. But with Chicago, and I'll bet it was great with REO.
REO actually was the lead, they were the opening act. And they told some great stories about when they found out one of their songs went to number one. They were in Chicago. And it was a 60-degree below wind chill day, one of those January days. They said they pulled up in their tour bus, and they still saw thousands of people waiting to get in to what was then the Rosemont Horizon.
Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah.
Not a bit surprised. They're both fantastic. So, if you can't find some music, Billy Joel's coming out. Oh, wait a minute. We have Billy Joel tickets to give away today.
Nice.
Or will it really be me on stage? Are we going to keep the Billy Joel tickets for ourselves? And we stage
we're not, because we're nice.
Some elaborate hoax where I'm on stage singing Uptown Girl?
And only the good die young.
That one will be in our new performance studio. Billy Joel will be at Wrigley Field.
We'll be here at 303 East Wacker Drive on a Sunday morning. we have tickets to see Billy Joel. We're going to give those away later on today. We also have tickets to see Michael Feinstein, who is also at Ravinia this week. It's a busy week at Ravinia. Michael Feinstein is there on Tuesday night with Kristen Chenoweth. That's going to be a great night. And the weather is supposed to be great as well. We've got some tickets to give away to that as well. And also, we'll talk live with Michael Feinstein coming up a little bit later on in the show today. And as I had mentioned already, Lauren Michaels, the creator of Saturday Night Live, joining us on our A-List interview later on. We've got a lot to get to. A couple of quick messages, and we're right back. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Don't forget, tomorrow is a big day on WGN-TV as we celebrate the 40th anniversary of Tom Skilling on WGN television. It's going to be a super big day. And so watch all day long tomorrow as we honor the great Tom Skilling. And by the way, Tom is going to be joining us this morning on the program live at 11:35 this morning. We'll be celebrating Tom as well. He was at a climatological conference yesterday talking about global warming. And it's fascinating. Some of the things that Tom and other scientists have determined about global weather change. So we'll talk about Tom's anniversary and also that. That's at 11:35 this morning on WGN. Let's get a quick check of our morning forecast and the far-flung forecast with Dave Schwann coming up after WGN News. Here is the latest, sponsored by Cars for Kids.
Dozens of activists and residents have gathered at a Charlottesville, Virginia city park to protest racism and observe the one-year anniversary of a rally by a white supremacist group that turned deadly. On August 12, 2017, white supremacists and counter-protesters fought in the city streets before a car driven into a crowd hit and killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Skokie police investigating the murder of a woman shot at a hotel late Friday. Police were called called to the Hampton Inn on Old Orchard Road and took the woman to a hospital where she later died. Police have questioned several people. There is no suspects and there is no threat to the public. 60-year-old James Coleman died after he and others apparently swallowed packets of heroin during a federal drug bust in Milwaukee. The FBI, police, and other law enforcement agencies raided several homes as part of a bust targeting a gang with Chicago connections that was moving kilograms of heroin into Milwaukee. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
It is the rubber game of the three-game series. White Sox and the Indians coming up here from Guaranteed Rate Field. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ at the call at 1:10 here on WGN. Dylan Covey against Carlos Carrasco. Indians winning last night 3-1. Yoan Moncada with a solo home run. Cubs and the Nationals will be the Sunday night game on the north side tonight. Cole Hamels against Max Scherzer, pretty good pitching matchup there. Nationals beat up on John Lester yesterday, winning 9-4 over the Cubs. Lester winless in the second half, and the ERA has reached 10.32 in those five starts. Yu Darvish scheduled for a sim game coming up on Tuesday as well. The Cubs begin play tonight with a two-game lead over Milwaukee in the Central Division. Bears will break camp. They'll practice a couple of days with the Broncos, that is, in Denver. Their next preseason game is Saturday against the Broncos in the Mile High City. They're also signing former KC running back Niall Davis last night. Roquan Smith continuing his holdout, the only draftee that remains unsigned. Final round of the PGA Championship coming up today in St. Louis. The leaders will tee off a little after noon. Brooks Koepka is that leader. Two shots heading into the final round. He's 12 under. Adam Scott, 10 under par in second place. A group at 9 under, including John Rahm, Ricky Fowler, and Gary Woodland. Tiger Woods, just four shots back at 8 under par. He shot back-to-back 66s. And the visitation for Stan Mikita is today for the public. Fans can pay respects to the late Stan Mikita, who passed away on August 7th. He will lie in state at the United Center Atrium from 11 a.m. today until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That's really nice that they opened that up to the public.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, too, that the family's requesting that no one, and I don't think anybody would really do this, but there are a few people that would try to take pictures or videos. They say, please, don't do that. Accommodate the family's wishes in that respect.
Be respectful. Come on, really.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, I mean, it's a kind of a thing where I think the family realizes how much the fans were an influence in Mikita's life and how much they played a part in, you know, what he did.
Right.
And I think that's why they opened it up. But please be respectful.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't believe
I'm home.
Mean, somebody would sneak a camera in to try to sell it to a tabloid or something.
Yeah, I know. And it's so unfortunate you have to say those kind of things because, you know, before the cell phone era and being able to take pictures just with a little camera on your phone, you never really had to say those things.
Yeah, it was a little trickier. Although, you know, in a couple of days is the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. And famously, you know, they had an open casket for his viewing. And people did go in and snap pictures of dead Elvis and sell them to, I don't know which tabloid it was, but, you know, those pictures are still around.
Yeah.
Released right after right after it happened.
The day after, they were published
in a lot of newspapers, magazines then.
Yeah, be respectful.
Absolutely. I mean, again, it's an opportunity to pay respects and not to disrespect.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Well,
Shawnee. There you go, Shawnee.
Yeah, right. Hey, Shawnee, is there a reason? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. Were you going to say something?
Well, go ahead and finish.
Okay. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Those of you watching on WGNradio.com may be wondering why Dave Schwann is in the dark.
You just said the reason. I'm in the dark. You're wondering why?
You look like one of those, like a mafia video. We're trying to conceal the identity of... You see it, that there's a human figure, but I can't see you.
I know. What's just the angle of
is
the light?
Is that by your choice?
No, it isn't. It's just the way the light is in here.
Normally I can see you.
It's different. You want me to disguise my voice? You know, to...
No, I'd like there to be some light there so I can see you.
WGN traffic. Things moving well on the expressways.
What's the deal with Shawnee's lighting?
I'll have to check this out. I know. I've noticed this, too. Bob Ferguson came in a little while ago and closed a lot of the blinds in here. But
are the lights
really
on
didn't
there?
Do. Yeah, oh, yeah. The lights are on. Sure.
I don't remember. I was there a little while ago.
So, yeah, we'll investigate this further.
WGNradio.com if you don't want to see Dave Schwann.
So we'll investigate this, too.
When he goes into the witness protection plan, you'll get an idea of what he looks like.
We'll shed some light on the subject a little later on. Get it? shed some light
right
on the subject.
Tom, go in there and see if you can help poor Shawnee.
You can always
We've got food in here, Tom.
Shawnee's sitting in the dark.
We've got food.
I don't want to waste any electricity.
The light bill's high enough.
How do you think you paying
the bills around here?
Made out of money?
Boy, we've got one problem on I-65. This is in Northwest Indiana. An overturned semi at 15th Avenue at I-65 is blocking traffic there. A number of lane blockages because of that. Other than that, things moving well on the expressways and tollways. But I'll tell you, Dean, we've got all kinds of festivals going on around the city and the suburbs today.
I'm seeing some light on you.
Tom just came in and kind of solved the problem.
Well,
is that a dimmer switch on there? Is that what
it was? I still can't see your face, though.
Yeah, okay. We'll work on that.
I see that you're wearing a white shirt.
It's off-white with the light in here. But we've got a lot of festivals.
You look like you're a mime. You look like Dave Schwann running against the wind.
That's Washington so Boulevard.
Did you break the lights in there already?
No,
we've only
didn't
been
break
here a month.
Lights.
You broke the lights in the
I'm
new
joint.
I'm
going to hear about this the rest of the morning.
Jeez,
we've got a lot of festivals going on, and
tell us about some.
Well,
won't you?
All right, Taste of Bellwood out near Melrose Park, closing Washington Boulevard between 25th and Eastern until noon.
Yes,
Pace is rerouting a number 310 buses. We also have in the city North Halsted Market Days, closing Halsted between Belmont and Addison until 4 tomorrow morning. The CTA rerouting numbers 8, N77, and number 151 buses. And now, here is a concert with some names of bands that I think I would like to see. I would be curious to see this. Slightly Stupid.
Yep.
With Stick Figure and Pepper.
Yep.
At the Huntington. You know these names?
I do.
Huntington Bank Pavilion.
Yeah. Tinley Park.
At
Northerly Island.
At downtown at the
that's the Northerly Island.
Yep. Off of Solidarity and Lynn White Drive there at Northerly Island. Additional traffic on Lakeshore Drive is expected. The CTA has the number 130 and 146 buses stopping at Northerly Island for Slightly Stupid.
Yep. I'm a big fan of anything Slightly Stupid.
And that's the way you refer to me, I'm sure.
Never.
Schwanny, Slightly Never. Stupid.
Slightly in the dark, but not.
That's a little better. But, you could use some improvement here.
Tom, what's your analysis of the Schwanny situation here? We've sent in executive producer Tom Hush.
The lighting's just not, it's just not there. It's just not happening. I don't know what's going on. He's just a shadow to me now. I'm looking at him on the TV screen.
And in an hour, I'll be dead to you, right?
All the lights are on?
They are at full brightness,
very much
sir.
So. Yeah.
Weird.
It's just the way the light is coming in through the windows.
Should we call all the engineers? They love when we call them early on Sunday.
That's never happened before, has it?
They don't even answer the phone.
No, they don't.
If they see us on the caller ID, they don't even pick up
the phone. The last time I did it, I just got, what?
That's sort of what I got, too. But a lot of people want to see you. The far-flung forecast is coming up.
It is.
And they can't even see you on WGN
Radio. Yeah, we have a Chicago connection to the far-flung forecast today. At any rate.
Tom, can you go in there with a flashlight and put it in his face? Like a spooky ghost story?
No! No! I won't talk! This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero.
It was a dark and rainy night.
The wind was howling.
It was a cold, rainy night in the newsroom.
Oh, here he comes with the flashlight now. Finally, here's a way.
Camera?
That's not really helping all that
much. It's not helping at all.
No, you just see the little spotlight. The
he
little
just shined
thing.
A big flashlight in your face, and you still
spot
can't see
in my eye here. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off Spot Hero, Park Smarter. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago and the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Mostly sunny today, maybe some storms in places this afternoon, high in the 80s. Clear tonight, low around 70. It will be a nice night out there for you at Ravinia, Dean. Partly cloudy tomorrow, warm and humid, high in the upper 80s. Looking at 78 at O'Hare and Midway.
You see what Mom is
doing? 77, he's raising the shade. See, that doesn't help. It is 77 along the lakefront. And our far-flung forecast.
I feel like I'm watching Marcel Marceau now. With you and Tom both in this dark silhouette. Maybe we need to lower the lights on the rest of us so they all
so it all looks the
so
same.
You can't
now.
See any of us.
I can't see you at all. I do not know where you are.
I don't either. Where am I?
I don't see you. You're not see visible. Me. And Andy, I can't see you either. Where are you?
I know, Andy's at White Sox.
I know where he is.
We don't. Andy's the only smart one that doesn't have a camera.
That's why he left.
I was thinking about leaving a cardboard cutout, but that would be,
oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be cool?
When you're at the ballpark, we just put a cardboard just Andy out
leave
there.
Leave that there.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Well, our far-flung forecast takes us out, way out to Faith, South Dakota. Faith, South Dakota, population 421, or perhaps out there they would say 421.
What are you saying? They don't know how to enunciate the
English language there. 421 in Faith, South Dakota. It was founded in 1910, and according to folklore out that way, the town was named Faith because it took faith to live out on the prairie out there. But we bring up Faith, South Dakota today because it was on this date, August 12th, that a paleontologist by the name of Susan Hendrickson found three large bones coming out of a cliff near Faith, South Dakota.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
And thus, that turned out to be...
Sue?
Sue!
Sue over at the
field largest.
Museum?
Yep. The largest Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton ever discovered, 65 million years old, and it was named Sue after its discoverer, Susan Hendrickson, on this date in 1990 near Faith, South Dakota.
Did you say Sue?
I did say Sue.
No, you're supposed to say C.
C.
It's the old Mel Brooks.
And what's your name?
It's the old Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
Bit.
What's your name? You have a brother?
Psy.
C.
Psy.
About a sister? See. So what's her name? Sue.
Sue. See.
So who's on first?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. 9:46. We were supposed to be done.
You got a bus to catch? What's the rush?
At any rate, Sue was the name for the discoverer, yes, Susan Hendrickson.
Very nice.
1990, and they're having a nice day out in Faith, South Dakota today, although, get this, they're having a fire warning out there.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's very dry, sunny and 69, but very dry. They could have a high today of 101.
Holy smokes.
In Faith, South Dakota. So
those fires that are California and Colorado and
unbelievable.
Now they're just awful when you see the on the news.
Yeah, I was listening to someone who was traveling out in Colorado earlier in the week and saying that, you know, where they were standing from their vantage point, very high and just looking west in the distance, if you had binoculars or something, you could see the smoke from those California fires.
You're saying people in Colorado, people in New York can get the smoke from California.
It's quite possible, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the way it travels in the upper atmosphere.
Hmm.
That's right. So Faith, South Dakota today, nice day, sunny. They could have a high of 101. But I thought that was cool that on this date, they discovered
Sue.
Sue. And I see. And I understand that Psy was with Sue. And they were fighting over the name. What are we going to name it? Psy or Sue?
See.
But they were ready to abandon the expedition.
Imagine that.
And with the last day of it, there it was.
There she was.
There it was.
There she was.
That's right. Well, so we have that.
Wow,
today.
Are you late for the news?
I give up.
coming up, the 10 o'clock news.
Yes, in 12 minutes. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom. And believe it or not, this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And in those 12 minutes until the next newscast,
boy, does time go quickly.
Our visit with SNL creator Lauren Michaels. It's a short visit, but still a pretty interesting one, I think. That's coming up next. From downtown Chicago, it's Dean Richards Sunday morning. That's all I got in me for my Don Pardo impersonation. A classic, though. A Saturday Night Live that debuted in October of 1975 and has been on ever since. Unbelievable. This amazing, not only comedy show, but a show that has dictated pop culture, has dictated music, has dictated the way we walk and talk and dress, has dictated politics in America for its 40-plus years. It's been quite amazing. The Museum of Broadcast Communication here in downtown Chicago has a pretty great exhibit right now celebrating Saturday Night Live. And you can walk through the exhibit. And, you know, they've recreated many of the famous sets. They have many of the famous costumes that you can actually look at, costumes and wigs and all kinds of things. And it sort of explains the making of the show, which is really interesting. This past Friday night, some of the former cast members were there. Horatio Sanz, who was from Chicago and was on the show, I think, 6 years, 6, 8 years, something like that. Just became a U.S. citizen, by the way, a couple of weeks ago. He was born in Chile, has lived in Chicago, the United States, since he was 2 years old, but thought with all that's going on in America right now, he ought to become a legal U.S. citizen. So he went and took the test and, you know, was sworn in and so forth. So congratulations to Horatio. Chris Kattan, one of the longtime cast members on the show, was there. Our pal Tim Kazurinsky was also there. The founder. Now, this is profound to me. The founder, the guy that started SNL, was at the museum to see the exhibit there. It was a big fundraiser for the museum. Lauren Michaels didn't speak to the crowd. He showed up. He gave a wave. And, you know, people were, you know, having a good time. They had a band. They had, a big deal. We were one of the two outlets that Lauren Michaels spoke to very briefly, as you'll hear. But it was interesting getting his take on what the role that Chicago played in the growth of Saturday Night Live, but also the influence that SNL has had on pop culture through the years.
The influence of the show has had, I mean, it's overwhelming to me of how it, no, in such a great way when you look at it in the big picture of how it changed the way we dressed and talked and the music that we listened to and the politics that we were observing. Now, at what point did you realize that you were such an influence maker?
I think there was just a moment, I think, in the fourth season when I was at a steakhouse that I didn't normally go to. I was with somebody I don't remember, but there were people in the next booth, and they were doing Mr. Bill. And I thought, well, they're the least likely people to be doing Mr. Bill. And I thought, oh, so the people watching who are not the people I think are watching. And that sort of, and now people just grow up on it. And I was in Europe a couple weeks ago, and people over there know it from YouTube, you know, particularly the political stuff. And you go, it's just out there. And so proud of that.
Very humble answer.
Yeah.
What does Chicago mean to you? You've taken so many great talent from Chicago and made them household names.
Growing up in Toronto, Chicago was, at that point, slightly bigger. But also a more sophisticated place. And in Chicago, the middle of the country tends to judge the coasts and finds them lacking. You know, New York is all money and power and transactional, and L.A. is La La Land. And so there's a certain kind of moral center to it. And people, because the industry isn't here, people stay longer and learn more. And the 10,000 hours are generally somewhere in the middle by the time we arrive.
Yeah. What was your best Chicago find here?
Best Chicago find.
Oh. Favorite. Maybe a favorite Chicago find.
Well, I mean, Farley, of course. But, you know, Bill Murray's from here. Tina was here. Amy Poehler was here. Mike Myers was here. Dan Aykroyd. Gilda Radner was here. Cecily. Of the current cast, and I know I'm forgetting someone else from the current cast.
So nobody of consequence.
It's the best place to train.
Lorne Michaels, the executive producer, the creator of Saturday Night Live, talking to us about the show. We'll have more with Lorne Michaels coming up later on, and we'll have more tomorrow morning. Jose Maxi Ramos, he is the Chicago native who is in the current cast of Hamilton. He's got a big solo show that he's going to be doing. He's going to join us on our Weekend Theater segment. Shwani, I don't know if you heard on our interview with Lorne Michaels. He talked about years ago, during season four, to give you an idea of how long ago that was, he heard somebody doing a Mr. Bill impersonation. When's the last time you even thought about Mr. Bill?
Mr. Bill, it's been a while.
Right?
Oh, no!
Right, exactly. Exactly right. Wait, here.
And speaking of dangerous kids, you should never, ever smoke, either.
That's a good point, Mr. Bill. I'll put it out.
Oh, wait.
How about that?
Gee, kids, you know.
Mr. Bill. I'm gonna try to inject that into conversation as much as I possibly can.
I think
today.
Between now and 12:30, after thing I say, you're going to say all of that.
Oh, no. this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, where Steve Cochran celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720. 720 WGN, with smart speaker users saying play WGN radio on TuneIn. News is next, and here is Dave Schwann.
Mostly sunny skies, 81 at O'Hare, Washington, D.C., preparing for dueling protests today, marking 1 year since the fighting erupted between white nationalists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Security is tight as authorities try to keep the two groups separate to avoid any problems. ABC's David Wright reports from Lafayette Park, where the rally is ready to begin.
We spoke with one of the organizers of this event, Unite the Right, and he told us he's not a racist. He sees himself as a civil rights advocate for white people. Well, a lot of people see it differently, and there are expected to be some possible clashes. But security is very tight. The response coordinated by multiple law enforcement agencies. And the folks here, especially in the vicinity of the White House, have a good deal of experience with crowd control and with protests.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, people have gathered at a park to protest racism and to observe the one-year anniversary of the rally there that in which Heather Heyer lost her life. She was struck and killed by a car as a person was driving through city streets during those protests. Syrian opposition activists say what is termed a mysterious explosion in the country's north has killed 36 people, including children. They say the explosion collapsed 2 5-story buildings and buried many of the victims. Police in Skokie are investigating the murder of a woman shot and killed at a hotel late Friday night. Police were called to the Hampton Inn on Old Orchard Road. She was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead there. Police are questioning several people, but say there is no threat to the public. A rollover crash killed a woman in Chicago's Lawndale neighborhood early this morning. Police say the woman was thrown from the car in the 3900 block of West 15th Street. The driver is suspected of drunk driving and is in custody. Illinois high school students can take an unlimited number of dual credit courses to earn both high school and college credits. Some school districts have limited the number of dual credit classes students may enroll in or the number of credits they may earn. Up until now, this new law takes effect January 1st. And now WGN Community Corners. Here's Ryan Burrow.
It's racetrack week, and we head to Joliet and the Route 66 Raceway, owned and operated by the International Speedway Corporation. It's located near sister track, the Chicagoland Speedway. Route 66 Raceway is an NHRA-affiliated quarter-mile drag strip. It hosts weekly ET Bracket Series racing, NHRA Junior Drag Racing, and annual NHRA professional events. Right next to the drag strip, the Route 66 Dirt Oval, a half-mile dirt track. I'm Ryan Burrow with Community Corners on WGN Radio.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, in about an hour or so, the United Center doors will open for the visitation of Stan Mikita. You can get into the eastern entrance there of the United Center atrium. He will lie in state from 11 o'clock this morning until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mikita, the all-time leader in points in Blackhawks history, passed away on August 7th. Rubber game of the series between the White Sox and the Indians coming up very shortly here from Guaranteed Rate Field on the south side. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ the call at 1:10 here on WGN. Indians winning the game last night 3-1 behind a strong outing from Trevor Bauer. Yoan Moncada, though, with a solo home run for the White Sox. Dylan Covey going today against Carlos Carrasco. Cubs and Nationals will finish up their series on the north side tonight. It'll be part of Sunday Night Baseball. Cole Hamels against Max Scherzer in a dandy pitching matchup there. The Nationals winning yesterday's 9-4. Ryan Zimmerman with a couple of home runs and six runs batted in. Cubs begin the play today, two games in front of Milwaukee in the National League Central Division. Final round of the PGA Championship in St. Louis is underway. Leaders won't tee off until a little after 1 o'clock our time here in Chicago. Brooks Koepka with a two-shot lead heading into the final round. He's at 12-under. Tiger Woods just four shots back at 8-under par. He shot back-to-back 66s. Should be an exciting finish there. There are 10 golfers within four shots of the lead. Bears will break camp today, and they will take off and go to Denver for a couple of days of practicing against the Broncos before their preseason game next Saturday in Denver. Bears have also signed former Kansas City running back Nile Davis to a contract, and Roquan Smith continuing his holdout, the only draftee that remains unsigned. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
By the way, whoever stole the real John Lester, please return him to the Cubs immediately. We would like him back, please.
Something happened at the All-Star break. I think that's when the theft occurred.
Somebody replaced him with somebody who looks like him.
I think it was me, actually, and I don't even throw left-handed.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah, I wish I could figure that out. He was 12-2 with a 2.58 ERA in the first half of the season, or the quote-unquote first half of the season, and now he has not won a start in five tries, and his ERA is 10.32.
Ooh. Ooh.
And for those following at home, that's not good.
Joe Madden didn't seem overly concerned.
Yeah.
At least it's not doing it publicly anyway.
No, and I don't think it's a health-related issue either. I think it's just sometimes you pitch in some bad luck and it just kind of compounds.
Slump, yeah.
But this is a veteran pitcher. This is a guy that has pitched in World Series before and has won many, many games in the big leagues. And I don't think that there's a huge concern. If this was a younger pitcher, I think there'd be a lot more concern. And if this were an injury situation, I think there'd be a lot more concern.
Hmm. Okay.
So hopefully he'll be able to turn things around in his next start.
Okay.
Which would be nice for
that's
the Cubs.
That's all I have.
Okay, that's all I have, too. Dave Schwann, back to you.
I'm here. Thank you very
Andy
much.
Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
I think I did that once, but I can do it again. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Andy, your likeness is taped to the chair in the sports studio.
Somebody
now.
Somebody put a picture of you on the chair. So.
Executive producer Tom Hush did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that. I can see the picture of you perfectly, but I still can't see Schwanny.
And Bob, engineer Bob, brought in a light. And
makes
and
no difference whatsoever.
No light on this subject here.
No difference whatsoever. Now, those of you not watching WGNRadio.com, you have no idea and probably could care less what we're talking about. But
because they're listening to the radio, that's why.
Yeah, because it's radio. You know what it is? This is God's way of saying you should only listen to radio one way. As Bob Collins used to say, radio the way God intended it to be.
Rick Pearson's shining a light in my eye. No, I didn't do it.
Pictures.
Oh, cool. I see the picture now.
Yeah. Oh, you got it? Oh, okay.
Very handsome picture of you, Andy.
That's nice.
From 1980.
Yeah. Let's see. That was from 2012, I want to say.
We've got Andy's prom picture up on the chair.
Yeah.
You want to see mine?
It's a good look
for me, isn't it? It is.
I'll put my prom picture up there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Shawnee, you are in the dark. I can see you now on the computer here. Yeah, it's like all I see is your shirt.
It is a silhouette. I know.
Yeah, doesn't he look like
the Invisible Man now?
Yeah,
with walking around with the clothes, but you can't see the body.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and we talked to Joey the Clown Lombardi, and this is what he had to say. It's like a mafia interview.
That's a good point.
It's like a mafia interview. We had to conceal his face today.
Oh, let's see. 10, 12
now. I'll bet you we have more people looking at the web now just to see what you don't look like.
They don't want to see.
It's a good way of getting our hits up on the web.
As they say, a face for radio.
Oh, my.
Ooh. That wasn't me.
Fries are done. That
was lovely.
That was you. WGN traffic. No real delays on the expressways around Chicago proper. However, in northwest Indiana, we still have a problem on I-65. Northbound at 15th Avenue, an overturned semi there blocking lanes. And a festival, one of many going on here as we continue our festival report. Retro on Roscoe.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Roscoe between, Friday. Were you?
Yeah,
Roscoe
awesome.
Between Damon and Oakley closed until 6 tomorrow morning.
Did you see some bands there, Andy?
I saw one band, and I can't remember who it was because it was so crowded there. And the Friday night, they kind of condensed it because it didn't really officially open until Saturday.
Yeah.
So there was not a whole lot of space to move around, but it was good people watching night.
It's always a fun event.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Always a good event.
And retro. This sounds like this would be up my alley. Retro. On Roscoe.
Yeah, it's 80s and 90s, pretty much.
Oh, that's too recent.
Your event, Schwani, would be more like Ancient on Aisley.
Or really retro on Roosevelt.
Ancient on Aberdeen. For personalized traffic on demand, you can get the Chicago app. The Traffic Chicago app is
approved.
I'm just
curious if 16 Candles is playing.
They played last night.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they played last night.
I was gonna say I'm willing to bet money that they're gonna be there because they always are, and they're great. They're great.
They're good.
I love them. Yeah. But let's see who's playing there tonight. As long as Schwani brought it up
at Retro on Roscoe.
Yeah,
I want to go see Slightly Stupid.
Well, that's it over at the
Northerly Island.
Yeah,
but this name is intriguing me. Stick Figure and Pepper.
There is. Let's see tonight. There's a band called the Ron Burgundies.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Cashmere, The Country Night, and Space Face. There is today the Blues Brothers.
Oh, that would be fun.
Well, not the actual.
Yes, I know.
Who else is there? Brown Sugar, Inroads. Oh, this sounds like an interesting group. The Libido Funk Circus.
Okay. They got a bunch of stages going at once.
Boy, they made fun of our names.
They do. They have three different stages going on. Seventh Heaven is there tonight. Wedding Band, Catfight, Stash, and Upbeat.
Cool.
All there today. They have an antique car show. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty well run and well organized event too.
Face Painting by Mary Macaroni.
I've not done that.
And her assistant is Cheese.
And there is your Retro on Roscoe.
All of this information on this Peabody Award-winning broadcast.
Well, we've covered a lot so far, and the show's not even close. Half over.
Not even close. Not even close. Yeah. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny today. Maybe some storms in places this afternoon, highs in the 80s. Clear skies tonight. Low around 70, partly cloudy tomorrow, warm and humid, and a high in the upper 80s. We now have sunny skies, 81 at O'Hare, 82 at Midway, and 81 at the lakefront in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Buy together, we save a lot of money because Marty fits conveniently in the overhead bin.
Talking about Martin Short.
Our friendship has so long survived. It's lasted 30 years somehow. Let's count the awards that you have won. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, none.
My friend Steve Martin. My friend Martin Short.
You look like Anderson Cooper froze to death on New Year's Eve.
Martin Short and Steve Martin are tonight at Ravinia. I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Maybe you've seen they have a Netflix special, which is based on the show that they're going to be doing tonight, called An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life. Steve Martin and Martin Short. But that's tonight, 7:30, I believe, is the start time with that. So we're looking forward to seeing that tonight. And maybe we can show you some of that tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. What will the weather be like for today and tonight? And also tomorrow, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, meteorologist Mike Hammernick joins us. 10:20, this is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. And tomorrow, a big day over at WGN-TV as we celebrate the 40th anniversary of the great Tom Skilling on WGN television. Meteorologist Mike Hammernick, how about that? Can you imagine that? 40 years.
No, I can't. I can't.
Delivering the weather. I mean, 40 years at any job is quite a remarkable accomplishment for anybody.
And you know what's amazing is just as much passion as the day I walked in here, about 15, 16 years ago to join the team here. What a privilege, honored, and extremely grateful to be able to work alongside in the same office with the great Tom Skilling.
I agree. I mean, I'm not in the weather office, working, elbow to elbow with him like you are.
Yeah, nobody's as passionate about the weather as he is. I mean, I think I am, but he easily supersedes anything that...
it's real.
Yeah,
I mean, it's real.
It
people ask
real.
All the time, come on, what's he really like? Nobody could be like that all the time. He is like that all the time.
Absolutely.
He
absolutely.
Is so completely enthusiastic and so friendly and warm. We'll talk up a storm with anybody. He's just the greatest guy that there is.
Yeah,
so
everything you see on TV is Tom in person. And I grew up watching him as a kid in Rogers Park, on TV and back in the 70s. And watching Tom and the John Coleman and Tom is certainly the top Chicago weatherman. There's no doubt about
that. He may be the top weatherman in America, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
I mean, can't think of too many more weather people who are as renowned and as respected as Tom Skilling is. So congratulations to him on his 40th.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk live with Tom coming up at 11:30 this morning.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so Tommy will join us. So we can bid him a happy anniversary, sort of face-to-face. But let's deal with what we've got coming up today and the rest of the week, because it's looking like more of the same.
Yeah, another great summer day coming up for August. August-like day here in Chicago, upper 80s, moderate levels of humidity. So it's not going to be too hot. Last weekend we had temps around 94, 97. It was really hot. But more moderate brand of heat this weekend. A lot of sunshine, although that sun is kind of obscured a bit. If you notice, the sky isn't quite as blue during the day, and it's not as dark at night. That's wildfire smoke from the western fires and also from Canada that continues to drift over Chicago and the Midwest, kind of obscuring the sky a little bit.
All the way to New York, this smoke, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's covering almost the entire... Sometimes you get a little patch of it. Earlier, this month, we're getting little patches here and there, but right now it's covering just about the entire northern portion of the Midwest, almost the entire Midwest right now. So it's rather remarkable just how much smoke is in the atmosphere. You don't really smell it because it's at about 10,000 feet. So it doesn't often make it all the way down to the surface, but it's definitely there. And, we had a milestone. The granddaddy of all records, Dean, is the highest temperature ever recorded in one spot and also the coldest temperature in history. And yesterday at West Glacier, Montana, of all places, they hit 100 degrees for the first time in their history yesterday. So just another little piece of information that leads to the, thinking that, boy, something is definitely going
something
on.
Something is up, which was, interesting because Tom Skilling yesterday was speaking at a conference on global warming and climate change. And he's got some very definite, he and scientists have some very definite views based on science and information and statistics that are coming in.
Absolutely, and you don't point to any one thing, but it's the accumulation of all of these of all this evidence that that definitely something is going on. There's no doubt about it. And just another little piece of that information is what happened yesterday at West Glacier, Montana, with that 100 degree reading, a first time in their history there. We won't get that hot here in Chicago, Dean. We're expecting a high today of 88. Sunshine to partly cloudy skies. Yesterday we had a few storms bubble up in the western and southwest suburbs. That could occur once again, but the coverage only about 5%. The city and most suburbs are fine. The lake breeze suppresses any thunderstorm development or cumulus cloud development, but it's west of Highway 59 or west of Elgin or Naperville. It could be an isolated shower, brief 5-10 minute shower, nothing big. And then dry to on Monday and Tuesday before some pretty big changes roll our way for the middle of the week. Dean, looks like a storm system in Mexico and Texas could roll our way and bring us a pretty decent shot of rain for Wednesday and Thursday, some much-needed rain for portions of the area. So savor these warm, sunny days because it could turn a little cloudy, a little bit cooler by the middle of the week.
So tonight I'll be at Ravinia. This is a big week at Ravinia, lots of shows. So it's good to hear your forecast for this week because it sounds like a great night for outdoor concerts. But I'll be safe from this rain tonight, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. I want to emphasize it's not a big deal. It's the far west suburbs. I'm thinking more like Rockford, Morris, DeKalb, that area. And even there, only about 10%. In the city, Ravinia, most of the suburbs, zero. We're at zero as far as any rain chance today is concerned. And those rain chances don't kick up again until Wednesday or Thursday. Another thing I want to touch on, too, is, you know, savor these summer days because we're starting to see some changes in the northern latitudes, you know, up around the Arctic Circle, northern Canada.
Mike, please. Yeah,
I know.
Mike.
I'm warning you.
I saw you talking about this on television this morning, and when you see it on the radar, the colder temperatures from Canada,
yeah,
you said are kind of pushing down a little bit.
Nothing in the next 10 days, but there's a sign about 10 days down the road, or August 21st, 22nd, we may get a little batch of this cooler air. Could be our first hint of fall.
Mm-mm.
Around the 21st or 22nd. So all I'm saying now is just savor these summer days because,
yeah,
you know, it is going to come to an end. But it's been a pretty good summer as far as heat is concerned. We've been above normal temperature all summer long. And the shoe's going to drop sooner or later, and maybe that first one later in August.
Yeah, that's why, I've been saying when people are going, oh, it's so hot outside, I can't stand it. You have not heard me complaining about the hot weather at all because it's going to end soon enough. You know, it's going to be chilly soon enough. It's going to be, well, I don't even want to.
Yeah, no.
I don't even
nothing
want to,
like that.
I don't want to mention the S word right now.
No,
but
I'm with you there.
It's all going to happen soon enough. So enjoy the warm
too
weather
short here in Chicago.
Yes, we can.
Definitely are.
We've got Steve Martin and Martin Short with the Steep Canyon Rangers at Ravinia tonight.
Oh,
so I mean it's going to be comedy, but also banjo and
nice
bluegrass music. Which is going to be cool. I can't wait for that. And then,
should be a good show.
At 11 this morning, we're going to talk live with Michael Feinstein. He's going to be performing at Ravinia on Tuesday night. And actually, we've got some tickets to give away for that. And then Earth, Wind, and Fire at Ravinia.
Those guys are great.
Next Friday.
Especially live.
Oh, that's and so fun. I saw them at Ravinia once. I was out on the lawn and making a fool of myself, dancing like a crazy man out there.
Yeah, you think of Earth, Wind, and Fire, you can think of a couple songs, but you go to the show and you know every song.
You know you just, every single one.
Yep,
exactly,
absolutely.
Correct. Yep. So anyway, it looks like we've got some good weather for that.
You're such talented musicians, too.
Mike, enjoy your day today.
All right, Dean, you too.
There is the Marathon Man, I might add. Weren't you on every single newscast on WGN-TV yesterday?
No, I didn't work in the morning. Tim worked the morning. Mike Jansen's on vacation, so we flipped a little bit. I worked the night, and Tim would go work the morning.
You were on quite a bit.
Now we're,
everyone that I saw yesterday, yeah, you were on
now
yesterday.
We're back to normal today.
All right. Well, job well done, as always.
Thanks, Dean.
Meteorologist Mike Hamernick, you too. Thank you. Take a quick break, update the news, and then the weekend theater. And our old pal Jose Ramos is going to be here from the cast of Hamilton, who's about to do a big solo show on his own. Next week, we'll tell you all about that coming up, WGN.
I say things I don't mean.
are listening to our old pal Jose Maxi Ramos. He stars in the Chicago production of Hamilton here in Chicago. We met him a couple of years ago, unbelievably, when the show first opened, and he was the one and only guy from Chicago that was in the show. So, of course, we gravitated toward him, and you know, it's been a wonderful friendship ever since. And he plays John Lorenz and Philip Hamilton in the show, and now is about to launch a solo show at Shuba's a week from tomorrow. And he joins us in studio right now. Welcome back. Nice to have you here with us.
It is. Good morning, Chicago. How are you guys?
Wonderful to have you here. This was a performance that Jose did on the WGN TV morning news.
Yeah.
The other day. What is this song called?
It's called Gone, Not Here No More. It was my first TV debut performance. I was so honored to be able to do it with you guys. We had a blast.
I'm shocked that you were nervous.
Yeah, you know, I
could
get
not
nervous.
Believe that you were nervous. You're in Hamilton.
Well, I guess a friend of mine had told me, if you're nervous, it's either because you care too much or it's because you're excited to share.
I know. And that's all true, but I just figured, you know, you are quite the accomplished live performer now. You're on stage in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Let me remind you again. You know, doing this very intricate show, and you're on stage just about the entire show.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to me, but I get it. You're on TV and it's you now.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is entirely,
me,
this
Jose
is all you. So, I'm so happy that you could, come and join us on TV. I'm so happy you could be here with us, today as well to, talk about all of this. Your time in Hamilton, sadly, is going to be ending.
Yeah.
Soon. So, I mean, you must be reflective about this.
Oh yeah.
You've been in small shows, but I mean, this is your first Hamilton, amazingly,
yeah,
is your first big show.
Yeah.
And so how are you reflecting on all of this right now?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, as you said, Hamilton is my first real professional experience, so it's my baby. So pretty soon I'm going to have to say goodbye to my baby and to kind of my foundation as an artist. These past 2 years have been amazing. I've got to work with heroes of mine. I've got to meet the city of Chicago in so many ways, and just the support and all the love has been amazing. It's going to be very difficult to say goodbye, but I'm being sent off in a way that I feel like it's right and I feel like it's appropriate.
Yeah. Now, you know, we first met and I had heard so much about you from your former teachers at the Chicago Academy for Fine Arts here in Chicago, where you went. Has this been your goal all along, to be a solo performer like this? Or have you always wanted to be a stage performer and now just want to try something new?
So music and writing has always been my foundation. It's been always the thing that I could really, as a shy person, had control over. But growing up, I was super shy. I was super nervous to share what I had to say. And that's when I found theater. That's when I found stage performance. Hmm. Because I can go on stage as somebody else.
Right.
I could curse on stage. I could kiss girls on stage without my parents getting angry at me. I could get away with a lot.
Yeah.
For the story, of course.
Yeah, of course, naturally, in context.
Yes. And then over time, I kind of realized that, actually, Jose, it's your voice, it's your ideas put into the character. Hmm. So it was kind of my way of... theater was my way of really opening up myself and really just losing all my inhibitions on stage and just realizing that, you know, share your gift as much as you can.
Yeah. So maybe this is like a nice, not that you weren't a mature person before, but I mean, the 2 years that I've known you, you've always been, you know, very poised and seemingly mature to me. But maybe this is like your own internal...
Oh, yeah.
Mature, that you feel more comfortable now stepping out on your own
after
this Hamilton experience.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned so much on stage and off stage about the kind of person I want to be and just the kind of messages I want to send to my audience. Yeah, it's been a total blast. I've had a really great time.
So what's the game plan for you now? You're going to do this big show at Shuba's.
Yes.
On the 20th.
Yes.
Is it sold out, did I hear?
Yes, it actually is sold out.
Which
the city of Chicago.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyone listening who might want to go to this, but I mean, maybe tickets will become available Check with Shuba's, closer to the 20th.
Yeah.
Maybe some tickets may be turned back. But great that it sold out so quickly. That it speaks a lot about you. But what's your game plan then?
So eventually I'm going to be headed back to New York to work with other artists and producers and just to collaborate, to really push that Jose Maxi Ramos sound out into the universe. It's been 2 years of me developing it here in Chicago on my own. And so I'm ready to share all these tunes with the world and just hear what you guys have to say about what I have to say.
Yeah. And how do you define the Jose Maxi Ramos sound?
I would say the Jose Maxi Ramos sound is fun. It's uplifting. I would like to say it brings light. I think there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of negativity going on in the world, especially in America. And I think we need to get back to positivity and get back to working hard and get back to the real American dream, is that anyone can make anything possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And boy, are you ever the example of that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
A kid growing up in Chicago who's just always wanted to perform music and be involved in the arts.
Yeah.
And this opportunity that you've had to be in Hamilton and all the things that you've done and now, you know, going on your own. If that's not a shining example to anybody who is, especially, you know, kids, you must talk to kids all the time, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Who are, you know, younger than you, who see you as a role model.
Yeah, it's super inspiring for me. I actually started this program through letters from my fans. I called it Pen Pals. I wanted to find a way to really connect to the city of Chicago because, unfortunately, not everyone can afford tickets to come see the show, but everyone can afford to take a couple of minutes to write a letter and send it into the theater. A stamp only costs like a quarter or such.
Yeah.
So through that, I've received over 125 letters from different age groups. I want to say from 5 all the way from 35, but the majority of them have been young people, college students at their first or second year of college, just writing to me saying, hey, just to see your story and to see your success has really pulled me through this semester, or I have a test to do, and just to know that your letters, I read your letter before I have to take a test. I always make sure I write back to everyone. Those who haven't received their letters are coming. it's been amazing, the support, and it's super inspiring for me to see people from where I'm from excited about art, excited about the future and business and things like that.
Jose's going to do a song for us when we come back from a break. Jose Maxi Ramos' Shuba's debut is going to be Monday, August the 20th. Quick break, and then he performs for us. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN, and Jose Maxi Ramos is in studio with us this morning from the cast of Hamilton for a little while longer. You have to go and check him out in Hamilton if you can, because he's so good in that show. What a couple of years it's been for him. Musically and otherwise, he held a big benefit recently in Chicago for the hurricane in Puerto Rico and raised how many thousands of dollars? It's like $20,000.
Yeah, over $20,000 we were able to do.
Amazing.
To rise up for Puerto Rico. Yeah.
With Jose and many of his castmates from Hamilton, including Miguel Cervantes, who plays Alexander Hamilton in the show, he came and performed as well. I think he's a great person. He's obviously, as you will hear, very, very talented, and doing his solo show at Shuba's a week from Monday. What is the song that you're going to do?
Today I'm going to be singing a song I wrote called We Don't Even Talk Anymore.
Take it away.
One. It's been about a week or two since I spoke to you, and we sat face to face. When I asked what's wrong with you, everything's okay. New friends start rolling through, start catching clues. Everything's about to change. When I wanna catch up with you, you start playing games. And it's like, oh damn, I'm shocked, 'cause although we had it all again, tell me you feel the same. If we don't even talk anymore, how can I say I'm sorry? If we don't even talk anymore, how can I be there? You know that I care for you. I wanna be there for you too. If we don't even talk anymore, are you there? Are you listening to me? If we don't even talk anymore, do you care? Are you thinking of me? Say I wanna make plans with you, you never follow through, you never make the date. When I wanna catch up with you, you stop playing games. Hope you know I think of you when a song comes through on the radio play. All the greatest times with you, chilling with the crew all day. And it's like, oh damn, I'm shocked, cause I thought we had it all locked. Tell me you feel the same. If we don't even talk anymore, how can I say I'm sorry? If we don't even talk anymore, how can I be there? You know that I care for you, I wanna be there for you too. If we don't even talk anymore, get there, go get listening to me. If we don't even talk anymore, do you care? Are you thinking of me? And it's breaking my heart. You've been playing some part you shouldn't play. If we don't even talk anymore, how can I say I'm sorry? If we don't even talk anymore, how can I be there? If we don't even talk anymore, how can I say I'm sorry? If we don't even talk anymore, how can I be there? You know that I care for you, I wanna be there for you. If we don't even talk anymore, are you there? Are you listening to me? If we don't even talk anymore, do you care? Are you thinking of me? If we don't even talk anymore, are you there? Of me. If we don't even talk anymore, are you there? Are you listening to me?
Jose Maxi Ramos. Sounded fantastic this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel relieved now?
Relieved, yes, yes, yes.
You're in Hamilton. Yeah. Stop being nervous.
It's an intimate thing. These are my words. These are my feelings. So it's a little bit different than being told what to do.
I know.
It's a blast.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
So beautiful. And your accompanist?
Aaron Day, jamming on the guitar with
you. Sounded great, Aaron. Thank you very much. Jose, the big benefit is Monday the 20th at Shuba's.
Yes.
And we'll see you there.
Yes.
We'll see you in New York.
Yes.
We'll see you on stage somewhere.
Yes.
Getting a Tony Award or a Grammy or whatever is next for you. Thank you for coming in. We'll take a break for news after this. WGN.
Hey, I'm John Williams, and Thomas Jefferson's coming back Saturday, August 18th. We've got two shows now, one at 10 a.m. and another at 1 in the afternoon. Thank you, TJ. We needed that. It's a dose of good sense and good humor. You ask questions, too. All unrehearsed and spontaneous at the Mac Theater. College of DuPage. Tickets at WGNradio.com/events.
Morning, honey.
Morning, dear.
Is there coffee yet?
Oh, you bet.
You know, I had the weirdest dreams last night.
Oh?
Yeah, loud banging, hammering, like construction or something.
Come on.
What's odd is I'm looking out the back window now, and all our lawn furniture is stacked up in the corner of the backyard.
Ooh.
And I see the broken down fence is gone.
Oh, that. I was a bit antsy last night and thought I'd do a little prepping for Arkadex.
Honey.
Yes, dear.
I was going to take down the old shed. You didn't.
Just wanted to get a jump on Arkadex work, dear.
You know that word you keep using?
Yeah, babe, Arkadex. Remember I asked you last spring to look into creating a new backyard space instead of the mosquito weed fest we have now?
Yeah.
Well, I looked into it this year, and Arkadex is on their way.
Arkadex?
Yes, Arkadex, Chicagoland's best creator of outdoor spaces. We missed out last summer, but not this time. We are going to enjoy our backyard from now on.
You know, I was planning to
get around. Yeah, the plans right here, dear. Arkadex design professionals were incredible, blending form, function, and affordability with financing right in our budget.
That does look amazing.
We'll also have an outdoor kitchen for your grill.
You know, if I started right now, I could get it
all done just in time for Mary's graduation party.
Okay. Well, do I need to...
Yes, go put on pants.
Start the process now at Arkadex of Chicago.
Plan an unforgettable staycation in Oak Park, epicenter of everything Frank Lloyd Wright. See his home and studio, Wright's most illuminating design, and blocks away Unity Temple, described by Chicago Tribune as a revived masterpiece. Reserve the combined tour for an ultimate American experience. Get tickets now at flwright.org.
You're late for work and still have to drop off the kids at school. You jump in your car, hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services.
service to a green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. All for just $47.
Service to a green tea.
Garage doors fail when you least expect it. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
So, Jose sounded great. Would you agree, Shwani? Didn't he sound amazing?
Terrific.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's such a beautiful voice. Just nowhere to go but up in his amazing career. But, you know, we're wrapping things up here. We're taking a few pictures for the web and all that. And he's got a Polaroid camera. He had a Polaroid camera in his backpack.
A Polaroid camera.
It's like whatever the new version is, but it's basically like an old school Polaroid camera.
Remember the Polaroid Swinger?
Yeah, that's what this is. I have here in front of me.
I love it.
It's a little, I don't know if you can see it on the camera or not. Sort of, I guess you can't see it. He takes it, and it's like the little picture shoots out of the camera, and it's like an old Polaroid camera.
Everything is retro. Everything old is new again.
Except you don't have to put that goop on it. Remember?
Yeah, right. Get your fingers all greasy.
Get all gooped up and have to smell those fumes.
I like the cell phones that actually have a bell ring to them. The ringtone it sounds like a bell.
What do you mean? Oh, like an old-fashioned
phone? Sounds like a brrrring.
Yeah, like an old-fashioned desk phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Perry White's office, may I help you?
Yes,
don't call me chief. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, where Steve Cochran celebrates the most valuable person on the planet. Weekday mornings at 720. If you are a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Let's get some news. Here's Dave Schwann.
Sunny skies and 84 at O'Hare in Charlottesville, Virginia this morning.
Old Jim Crow, new Jim Crow, this racist system's got to go. Old Jim Crow, new Jim Crow.
Singing, chanting, and poetry read at an event organized by the University of Virginia Black Lives Matter chapter today in Charlottesville. Speakers calling for peace, but were critical of the heavy police presence in Charlottesville. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly protests and incidents in Charlottesville, which took the life of 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Also, protests and demonstrations going on at Lafayette Park across from the White House this morning. Police in Skokie are investigating the murder of a woman shot at a hotel late Friday night. Police were called to the Hampton Inn on Old Orchard Road, taking the woman to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police have questioned several people and say there is no threat to the public. Chicago police need your help in finding 5-year-old Alma Villalobos, who was abducted by her mother, last seen wearing a pink shirt, green skirt, and silver shoes. Police say the mother does not have custodial rights. Both were last seen in the 3700 block of West 26th Street. The family of a man who authorities say stole an airplane from the Seattle-Tacoma airport and crashed it called him a faithful husband, loving son, and good friend. In a statement, the family said Richard Russell, whose nickname was Bebo, was a warm, kind, and gentle person, and this incident comes as a complete shock. Authorities don't know why he took the plane, but he can be heard on audio recordings telling air traffic controllers he is a broken guy. His family says it is clear he didn't mean harm to anyone. And a launch from Cape Canaveral early this morning has a direct connection to Chicago.
Liftoff of the mighty Delta IV Heavy rocket with NASA's Parker Solar Probe. A daring mission to shed light on the mysteries of our closest star, the Sun.
That's the voice at Mission Control describing the launch of the Parker Space Probe, named for astrophysicist Edwin Parker. Dean, he was a longtime professor at the University of Chicago and was there at the age of 91 this morning to watch that space probe with his name on it go into space.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. And this probe will get closer than ever before to the sun to examine solar winds and how the sun influences weather patterns on Earth. He first talked about solar winds 60 years ago. And when he first came to the University of Chicago, he was kind of put off for a little while. And now they're saying, yeah, there are solar winds. And yes, it can affect things on Earth. So we're going to have a probe. I do not know how long it's going to take to get there, the sun being 93 million miles away. But once it does and look at things, we can learn some stuff that just can be mind-boggling.
If he wants any advice from me, I can tell him to stay out of the sun like I didn't do yesterday.
A little sunburn,
are we? A little sunburn today. I was at the Bud Billiken Parade.
Ah, and oh, that's right. I saw you on the float.
Yeah, I had a hat on and everything, but I did not put sunscreen on. And the rest of me is a little bit sunburned.
Should have known.
Today. Yep.
You should have known.
So I'm having my own solar crisis right now.
He could also shed some light in the newsroom because I'm still in the dark.
You're still in the dark in there, literally.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, fans have gathered and are lined up and now filing through the United Center atrium to pay respects to Stan Mikita, who passed away on August 7th, the all-time points leader in Chicago Blackhawks history, and perhaps the greatest Blackhawk of all time. He will lie in state at the United Center atrium from now until 4 o'clock today. Again, fans are lined up outside right now, and those who were there first have begun to file through to pay their respects to the late Stan Mikita. White Sox and the Indians will play game three of their three-game series here at Guaranteed Rate Field. I'll have your pregame in a little over an hour at 12:35 today. Ed and DJ will have your first pitch at 1:10 here on WGN. Dylan Covey will go against Carlos Carrasco, Indians winning last night's game by the score of 3-1. Cubs and the Nationals will wrap up their series under the bright lights of Sunday Night Baseball at Wrigley Field. Cole Hamels against Max Scherzer. John Lester is still winless in the second half after an 8-run performance yesterday. He gave up 8 runs, 9 total runs, 8 were earned. Nationals winning 9-4. Ryan Zimmerman, a couple of home runs and 6 runs batted in. The Cubs lead in the Central is 2 games over in Milwaukee. Final round of the PGA Championship just outside of St. Louis, Missouri. Brooks Koepka has a 2-shot lead heading into his final round today. He is at 12 under par. Adam Scott at 10 under par. He is in second place. And Tiger Woods still in the picture, 4 shots back at 8 under par after shooting back-to-back rounds of 66. The Bears breaking training camp. They will take on the Denver Broncos Saturday in the Mile High City. Before that, the Bears and the Broncos will actually go through a couple of practices against each other. Bears have also signed former Kansas City running back Nile Davis to a contract, and Roquan Smith continues his holdout. Only draftee that remains unsigned in all of the National Football League. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, 2 items to report right off the bat here. Again, a problem on I-65 in Northwest Indiana, northbound on 15th Avenue. The off-ramp to 15th Avenue is blocked there because of an overturned truck. Also, watch for an accident in Lombard at I-355 northbound at Fullerton Avenue. Travel times, looking at things building on the Kennedy now. It's a 35-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown, a half hour downtown out to O'Hare. On the Eisenhower, a 25-minute ride from Wolf Road on in. And on the Borman Expressway, things looking good there from the Illinois State Line eastbound to I-80-90 Toll Road, despite the fact of the problems that we have on I-65. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Huckberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Mostly sunny today, maybe some storms in places later on, highs in the 80s. Clear tonight, low around 70, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid, high in the upper 80s. We have 84 now under sunny skies at O'Hare, Midway 85, Chicago's Lakefront 80. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. But there will never be another you. There will be other lips.
Such beautiful music. Michael Feinstein has delivered to us The Great American Songbook.
They won't thrill me.
You have seen him on his Emmy-nominated PBS specials, NPR. You've hopefully seen a live performance either in New York or here in Chicago. He's appeared and performed at the White House, in Buckingham Palace, and the Hollywood Bowl and Carnegie Hall, and some of the most renowned venues around the world. And this coming Tuesday, Michael Feinstein will be at Ravinia with the great Kristen Chenoweth, who we have had on our program here before. It is a real pleasure to welcome back to our program Michael Feinstein. Michael,
hello, Dean.
Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful music. I was when I was preparing the show this morning, I was just, you know, listening, you know, to tracks on YouTube of some of your, you know, famous concerts, and it's timeless. It's wonderful. It's just so great.
Well, thank you. The great thing about this music, which is now called the Great American Songbook, is that it's always finding new audiences and younger generations. So it's music that really is the international greeting card around the world. You know, it's quite extraordinary, and I'm thrilled that I have a career doing the thing I most love.
Yeah, that's got to be so great. I know you're so passionate about it. I notice on your website, MichaelFeinstein.com, that you're touring around. What is going on with you right now, aside from you know, doing shows around the country like you will be doing Tuesday at Ravinia?
I've been conducting. I've been conducting a couple of different orchestras. So for the last 6 years, in addition to singing, I've been reviving classic rare orchestrations by Nelson Riddle and Billy May and Neil Hefti and other arrangers of popular song and early symphonic pieces that have not seen the light of day for ages. And that's been another fun thing to do. And I started an organization called the Great American Songbook Foundation, which exists not only to preserve artifacts and build a museum for the songbook, which we're doing, but also to introduce high school kids to this classic music. And we have an annual high school songbook academy where kids come from all over the United States to Indiana for a week-long intensive. And it's amazing to see how these young people embrace classic songs by Gershwin and Ellington and Hoagy Carmichael right alongside the pop stuff they listen to, because it fulfills some kind of emotional need that is quite different from contemporary music.
In the segment that preceded yours, we had a young performer who's part of the cast of Hamilton here in Chicago. He's a Chicago singer and dancer, and he's going on his own to do his own solo show right now, and talking about his own dreams and aspirations as you know, as a young man starting his career. What was young Michael Feinstein like?
Well, I started playing piano at the age of 5. I literally sat down and started playing with both hands, and my parents were kind of shocked because they were sure somebody taught me, but I had this ability to play, you know, just, I don't know how. Music consumed my life, and when I was a little kid, I was going to thrift shops and Goodwill stores trying to find old records, and I had no friends. I lived kind of a solitary life because my interests were completely different from all of my contemporaries, and it was all centered around music. And by the time I got out of high school, I started playing in piano bars. I didn't go to college because I was a terrible student. I barely graduated high school, and I was lucky that people started paying me to make music, because without that, I don't know what I would have done, because I don't have any other skills, and I was kind of a failure with education. So you just never know where a path is going to lead you.
Wow.
But I followed my passion, and it turned into a career for me.
That's amazing. That's all in Columbus, Ohio, where you grew up?
Yes, I lived there till I was 20, and then I moved to Los Angeles because I had this very strong voice telling me that I needed to move to California, which it was so insistent that I moved out there. And less than a year after I arrived, I met Ira Gershwin, who was 80 years old.
That's mind-blowing to me, Michael. You're in your early 20s, and you meet Ira Gershwin. Amazing.
Yes, I met Ira, who, you know, wrote all the classic Gershwin songs in the 20s and 30s and was still alive. And then he introduced me to Harry Warren, who wrote
among other things, There Will Never Be Another You, that you just played in Lullaby of Broadway, 42nd Street. And then I met Burton Lane, and I met Leonard Bernstein. And I mean, I met all these people because I had a passion, and when I met them, I spoke their language. Even though there was a 60-year age difference between me and Ira Gershwin. I was 20, he was 80. But I knew every reference he made. I knew the songs and the lyrics. And so that was my calling card. I could speak to all these people, you know, on the same level. And it gave me, I didn't know it, but it gave me my career because it put all the songs in a context and gave me a deep understanding of how to interpret them. And now I'm one of the few guys around who is carrying that torch forward.
Yeah, you must have felt tremendously validated in your association with Gershwin and some of the other greats with whom you have been associated through the years, that you had this passion that I'm sure you must have felt like the odd kid out growing up, but suddenly, you know, it all began to work for you, and you must have felt like, this is what I was born for. This is why I was able to play the piano with two hands when I was 5 years old. This all is coming true for me.
That is absolutely correct. I felt like there was some sort of spiritual force that moved me in that direction. And it was funny because one day Ira and I were arguing about something that happened in his life. He said, no, that was 1931. I said, no, it was 1930. He said, no, it was 1931, I remember. And I got a book, and I showed him that it was 1930. And he was quiet for a minute. He said, well, you have an advantage over me. And I said, what is that? He said, well, you've thoroughly studied my life. I have only lived it.
That's great. That is fantastic. Are there projects, Michael, for which you are most proud and most passionate? I mean, you've done some pretty amazing things in your career.
Well, I'm writing more music. I've written music a little bit through the years. I collaborated with Maya Angelou on a piece, and I've worked with Bob Merrill, who wrote Funny Girl with Julie Stein. And I've been lucky enough to, with the Bergmans, I've written songs. But I'm starting to write more music. I want to write a show, and I have an idea for something that I've been developing. So that is something that I hope to do. And I want to do more conducting, to bring these arrangements and this music to people, because they're sort of hybrid pops concerts that nobody else is doing. And in Pasadena, the Pasadena Pops, where I've been conducting, that's been, we started with the 1,200 people coming to the shows, and now we sell out every show at 5,000 because people are hungry for it. So that's exciting. And I want to stretch more in what I do vocally, because the Great American Songbook that I sing is not does not have an end cap on it. It's evolving. So some of the songs I'll be singing Tuesday night at Ravinia will include things from the 70s that are great songs, like You and Me Against the World, or some of the songs by Jimmy Webb and Carole King. And I believe that there are songs being written today that will probably become part of the songbook if they are heard and sung by everybody 20 years from now. So it's important to keep the continuity in the lineage.
Yeah, we were talking earlier on the show. Billy Joel is coming to Chicago and is going to play at Wrigley Field.
My favorite.
Yeah, beginning of September. And, you know, we're talking about what's your favorite Billy Joel song. And I couldn't answer that. There are too many of them. And I think a lot of his songs fall into that future, a great American songbook category, like Just the Way You Are and, you know, maybe Piano Man and, you know, some of the others, which are, I think, some of the greatest songs of all time that have ever been written. Do you agree?
Oh, I completely agree. I love so many of his songs. One of the songs that I find deeply moving is I've Loved These Days, which I think he wrote when he was changing his life and sort of cleaning up his act emotionally and physically. And those songs are his personal autobiography, but we all relate to them because they are about our lives as well.
I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the person who will be joining you at Ravinia, one of our favorites, Kristen Chenoweth. That's coming up. Michael Feinstein's on the line, and we've got tickets for his show at Ravinia to give away. We've got two pair of tickets, for the show on Tuesday night at Ravinia, and we're going to take callers 7 and 8 on our contest line, which is 312-981-7200. Back with Michael Feinstein in a second.
Stars shining right above you.
Tomorrow morning, morning on the WGN TV Morning News. I will be talking with SNL executive producer and creator Lorne Michaels tomorrow morning at Chicago's number one TV morning show, the WGN TV Morning News. I love Kristen Chenoweth. I love her music. I love when she does comedy. I love when she hosts the Tonys. She can do no wrong in my book. She is appearing with our guest on the phone, Michael Feinstein, who's coming. Both are coming to Ravinia this coming Tuesday night. The show will begin at 8 o'clock. And, Michael, I'm going to let you brag on Kristen Chenoweth a little bit. I can't think of a better pairing for a show at Ravinia. It's going to be a beautiful night, by the way, on Tuesday night. But, you know, what an amazing show that's going to be.
Well, she's an amazing person. We, first of all, we adore each other. And we haven't worked together much, but occasionally through the years. And so when the opportunity came to perform together at Ravinia, we both were excited and jumped at it. She is, as you say, a multi-hyphenate. She can do so many things. And she is a great actress and, of course, an incredible singer. She can sing any kind of music. Her show is always so eclectic because she does a lot of show music, of course, but contemporary material and music that appeals to her heart. And I think that it is her supreme authenticity and comfort on stage that makes her a great entertainer. She also has this gorgeous, legit soprano voice, which she uses masterfully, but also has this other pop sound and pop voice that is equally compelling. So she's just, in the words of my dad, she's a keeper.
She's a keeper, yeah. She is definitely a keeper. So how will this work? Will she come out and then bring you out, and then maybe you'll do a little something together?
We're going to open together, and we're going to close together, and then throughout the body of the show, we're gonna mix it up. I'll have a section, and she'll have a section.
That's going to be fantastic. Again, it's Tuesday night at Ravinia. Tickets are available at ravinia.org. Kristen Chenoweth with the great Michael Feinstein. It's great to have you on the show today, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us. We've got a couple of more a pair of pavilion seats to give away for the show. So let's start over again. Maria and Charisse won the previous pair that we gave away. Let's start over again. Caller 7 and 8. 312-981-7200, and you will also get a pair of pavilion seats to see Michael and Kristen. Michael, enjoy your Sunday, and hopefully we will see you this coming Tuesday night.
Thank you, Dean. All blessings to you, and thanks for keeping the good stuff going.
Likewise. Thank you for keeping it going. That's the real blessing for us. Michael Feinstein with us this morning. After the break, Tom Skilling joins us, celebrating his 40th anniversary at WGN-TV. That's next.
Not this again. Look, for the last time, you don't own this place. You don't even own your car.
It's not really necessary to get
If anybody car. Owns this place, it's me, Tom freaking Skilling.
Tom freaking Skilling.
As a matter of fact...
Of all the things that Tom Skilling has done over the past 40 years at WGN, this may be one of the most memorable because he, unfortunately for him, he never says no to us on the morning show when we ask him to do silly things. And this one maybe is the most famous, the spoof that he did with our own Pat Tomasulo on August the 13th of 1978. A young weatherman by the name of Tom Skilling joined us at WGN-TV, and he has become one of America's most respected meteorologists ever since then, if not the most respected meteorologist in America. And it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, my pal, Tom Skilling to the show, and to say, Tom, happy anniversary.
Oh, my word. I'm telling you, you read everything I asked you to read just as I had asked you to. The check will be in the mail, Dean.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I know. Hey, thank you. You know, I'm kind of amazed at the brouhaha over all this. I thought maybe I could sneak through, quietly, but this has turned into something else. And, you know, about that Tomasulo thing, I'll never forget being the night before we did that thing. He comes into the office kind of sheepishly, and he says, Tommy, says, I've got this bit to do for the morning show. Could you possibly help us with it? I said, sure, Pat. No problem at all. So I said, just tell me what you want me to say. And so he came in with a script. I guess maybe he had approached me a day or two before. So he comes in with a script, and I read it. And it says, I could have you killed. And I said, you want me to say I could have you killed? I said, I figured I'd have Patrick Fitzgerald hunting me down, you know, as a criminal or something like that. But I'll tell you something. You know, Dean, you know full well, I mean, we do these things, and you have no idea how they're going to, if they're going to work or what the reception will be. And on the morning show, you know, it's kind of like, a Hail Mary. You throw it up there and see what happens, which is why that show has been the phenomenal success it's been.
Yeah, see what sticks. But we've had Tom doing Christmas karaoke on the morning show. We've had Tom singing I Will Survive with Bill Curtis on the morning show.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that one.
Go ahead.
No, he was hunting for me where I hang out in the building, you know, like I was some kind of insect or something that.
Right, a wild animal, like his documentaries that he does. Right.
Oh, you know, the guy who indicted for a lot of this stuff is Jeff Hoover, producer. He comes in with these crazy ideas, you know, like singing karaoke. And I said, you got to be kidding, Jeff. Me sing? And so you do it, and you think, God, I wonder how this is going to go over. I don't know. But and then we started laughing in the middle of that because it was just so preposterous, the idea of me singing anything. That and standing up and doing the seventh inning stretch with my fellow weather office colleagues.
Right.
You know, it was
so great.
Amazing.
So great. And speaks to your personality of what a great sense of humor you have. And
you're nice. Dude.
You have such a wonderful self-effacing quality that,
I'll tell you,
a lot of people would say, I'm Tom freaking Skilling. I'm not going to do this. But you're happy to play along and, you know, have fun with us. Tom, what do you remember from August 13th, 1978, your first day at WGN-TV?
You know what I remember? I got stuck in the elevator. I hadn't moved into my place. Rog Treemstra had been covering all the weather shows since Harry Volkman had departed 6 months before. So he was worn out. And they took the new kid and said, we're going to pop you on Wally Phillips show, which Roger usually did. And I was, you know, you thought, Wally Phillips, my God, the number one personality in Chicago. So I'm in this hotel that they put me up in out at O'Hare, and I'm up at 3 a.m. to get into the station because I had no other source of maps. I had nothing at home. I hadn't moved into my place.
Right.
And I'm coming down the elevator, and it sticks between floors 3 and 4.
Oh my gosh.
At 3:30 in the morning, and I thought, here's my Chicago debut, and I had no cell phone. We didn't have cell phones at that time.
Right.
You know.
Sure. Sure.
So I'm buzzing the alarm on the elevator trying to get the attention of somebody, and I don't remember how we resolved it, but somehow that elevator got moving. I got in the car and ran over there about 10 minutes ahead of time and put something together, and my heart was beating at 90 miles an hour, wondering if this was the demise of the career. But I'll tell you, that was the first day. And Dean has gone downhill ever since. You know,
I think a few people might disagree with that through the years.
You know what, Dean? I'm very jealous of you. You've got 4 left. I've got about 2, I think, and I've named them too.
Yeah.
You know,
we number them. Tom and I compare hair loss every time. See, that's the problem with this 40th anniversary is they're going back and showing old videos and old pictures and things.
You know, isn't it the truth? The horrific aspect of working in our line of work is they've got pictures as evidence of what we once looked like.
Yeah, there's complete documentation. There's no getting around it.
I know. You're amazing, Dean, because you've been ageless. I mean, you really do look like you did years ago.
Well, you know, that's funny, Tom, because somebody, I posted a picture of something on, oh, we were at the Bud Billiken Parade yesterday, by the way, and we missed you. But I want to talk about where you were, because what you were doing was super important. But I posted a picture, and somebody posted a comment, Dean, you look so old, which is amazing. That's unfiltered Facebook,
Don't you love social media?
Right?
You know, we can't get away with anything anymore, you know?
Right.
And you get these unfiltered comments from folks, stream of consciousness, and it's kind of horrifying.
Oh, I started laughing out loud. It's like somebody thought that was inappropriate. I guess I am old, so who cares?
No, you're not.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. But
Don't you wonder about the thought process where somebody would say that to somebody else, you know?
Right, right. That is amazing to me. So, you know, we talk about all the, you know, your first day and getting stuck in an elevator and the goofy things we've made you do on the or you have consented to do on the morning show.
Yes.
But
yes.
Bottom line is, when there is anything going on with the weather, people turn to Tom Skilling to find out what is going on. Whether you have chased tornadoes, you have guided us through blizzards, any weather, serious weather catastrophe, Tom has been there to explain it to us, to tell us, you know, what's going to happen and where is it going to go. Have there been memorable moments, Tom? I have to think it's been the tornadoes, which, you know, seem to, you know, bring the most destruction, devastation, weather related, at least anyway.
Oh, I tell you, Dean, isn't it the truth? You know, I'll never forget the day of the Plainfield tornado, sitting in the office, and the phone rang, and we had been watching this cluster of storms come southeastward through DeKalb County and King County, and the phone rings, and it's Jim Ramsey, and he said, Tom, you have no way of knowing this, but, you know, they're talking on the radio about Plainfield High School having been destroyed. And, I've been watching these cells, and I thought, my gosh, this is not good. I don't know what these things are doing. We didn't have social media at the time the way we do now.
Right.
And you kind of held your breath wondering what horrors were going to hear about, and it would always be after the fact in those days. That was the case. And I'll tell you, that was a heartbreaking moment. I really felt that we in the weather profession had fallen down on that. There had not been a warning out on that storm. And, you know, we didn't have the technology we do today, these Doppler radars that we've got. But I'll tell you, Dean, there have been so many things. I remember those bitter cold waves back in 82 and 85, 26 below zero. You'd go out and try and start your car. The car wouldn't even start. Right. And everybody was putting up with that across the earth. Then how about the snowstorms?
Well, Tom, wasn't there a blizzard like 2 months after you started at WGN?
Oh, yeah. It was a little more than that, but it was the Jane Byrne Michael Blandick blizzard.
Exactly.
And, you know, oh, my God. I'll tell you, I started that year, and the snowstorm started on December 1st, and they came every 2 weeks. And, you know, this blew up into a huge political issue, as well it should have. I mean, you know, we weren't doing a very good job of clearing the snow. I'll tell you, we do now. And this city could teach others how to remove snow. Our streets and sand folks are amazing in the most challenging situations. But then you had the Groundhog's Day blizzard.
Right.
And it shut down Lakeshore Drive. And then how about the heat wave deaths?
Blistering heat waves, right.
Oh, I was at home Saturday in that July in 1995. The phone rang, and it was the news desk calling. And we had been predicting this heat for a week. But they called me and said from the assignment desk, have you heard what's been going on? And I said, tell me. And they said, there are so many deaths that they've had to bring refrigerator trucks in to store the deceased, the bodies of the deceased.
Right.
We had no idea at that time. You know, heat waves had been viewed as kind of an inconvenience, and you didn't dare say too much about it. You warned about the heat, but we didn't know at that point the point at which people started dying in huge numbers. And subsequent studies have shown that every heat episode is associated with increased death. The reason that wasn't obvious is because often on the report death certificates, they listed cardiovascular complications or respiratory complications, and they really were byproducts of the body's being stressed out by the extreme heat.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, Dean, it's been an amazing...
It's been something.
How about the drought in 1988 and the heat wave?
Yeah.
Oh, it was extraordinary.
It's been unbelievable, and thank goodness that you were there to guide us and all through it and explain it to us. I mean, really, your enthusiasm, your passion is 100% real. And, you know, it shows, and that's why people love you and trust you. Very interesting. Tom always joins us on the WGN float for the Billiken Parade, and he couldn't join us yesterday because you were at a very important climate change conference talking about something else, which is, should be of concern to every single person on the planet right now.
No question. It was organized, and I committed to this before it even dawned on me that it was the day of the Bud Billiken Parade. Congressman Raja Krishnamurti organized that, he and his hardworking staff, and we had Dr. Don Wibbles, Nobel Prize-winning climate researcher up from the University of Illinois, and we had Doug Sisterson from Argonne Labs. And I've worked with these two fellows, these remarkable scientists on programs like this before. No, it is true, Dean. I mean, this is happening. This is not a hoax. You look at what's gone on around the world. These fires out west, the fires in Scandinavia, they had 90-degree temperatures up to the Arctic Circle in Scandinavia, fires in Siberia, even in Israel, which is noted for, its conservation of water. They're warning people to be careful. They also desalinate there, and there's even there are water issues there and across the Middle East because of extreme heat. And, of course, Europe has been frying. Japan, the first floods that sent millions out of their homes, and then 2 weeks later they're hit by heat waves that killed over 100, put thousands in the hospital. Australia in the middle of a gripping heat wave right now that is destroying their agriculture in eastern Australia. And now word comes, of course, we're looking at an El Nino developing, and that always brings drought to Australia. It also, by the way, kind of quiets the Atlantic hurricane season down, ironically.
Yeah.
So there is a positive to it. But it's really a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's amazing that this has become such a political football when
it's
there
sad,
is so much science on this, actual science
on it. This should not be a political football. It's sad. The sad thing is about it, Dean, if we really put our minds to it, we could become the leader in the new energies. We already have some amazingly bright people working on this. We could lead the world in solar technology and wind technology, and we should. And this would be the jobs of the future. There are more people, and the fastest growing sectors in our economy are these clean energy sectors. I mean, the job growth in these areas is growing exponentially.
Yeah.
And that's the way we're going. I bought an electric car. I love it. This is the way we're all going to go. We're going to go to electric cars. And you can generate electricity in a less polluting way than, deriving fossil fuels. And we'll never part with fossil fuels totally. We need them for plastics and all, though we better watch how we're handling those because our oceans are full of them. But, we need packaging materials and all the rest. So it's an interesting time, and there are opportunities presented by these catastrophic climate events that we've got going on.
Well, there's a lot more to be said on that. Tom will, be talking about that and so much more on WGN TV. Tomorrow, there are special cover stories on the 40th anniversary of Tom Skilling. I can't imagine how uncomfortable you're going to be during all of that. I know you would rather be talking about anything else other than yourself.
I would.
But
you're
so deserve
it. petting my dogs, you know, little Callie and Maddie and our kitty.
You so deserve that and so much more for all that you've given Chicago for
you're wonderful.
These four decades. I'm proud to call you my friend and proud to call you a colleague. And, Tom, I want to wish you a very sincere, happy 40th anniversary.
Dean, you are wonderful. Thank you. Look, I'll tell you, I stand on the shoulders of giants in this line of work, and it's just been a pleasure. And, is there a more exciting weather market? John Coleman used to call Chicago Broadway for weathermen, and it really is true. This is an amazing place to do the weather.
Well, we're lucky to have somebody like you covering it all for us. Tom, have a great day today, and we'll see you around the station tomorrow, I'm sure.
Dean, you are the hardest working guy, bar none, in our industry.
Listen to who is talking about hardest working man.
Oh, my God.
Please.
I don't know how you do what you do, but I'll tell you, it's so good to talk to you, Dean. And I am so thrilled to call you a friend and colleague as well.
Likewise. Tom, have a great day today. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Dean. Take care.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
And I'm skilling Christmas karaoke.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You hear what I hear? You bet. You know, it's not only beginning to look a lot like Christmas, but thanks to me, it's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas, too. I'm your merry meteorologist, Tom Skilling.
Your merry meteorologist.
It's true. I like to talk about the weather.
Check it out. check it out online. Tom Skilling's Christmas Karaoke. You'll laugh your head off there. We're going to be featuring tomorrow morning. We're going to be featuring a lot of really funny Tom Skilling videos on the WGN-TV morning news. First, let's get caught up with what is going on this morning in WGN Chicago, where Steve Cochran celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 7:20. News is next, and here is Dave Schwann.
Mostly sunny skies, 86 at O'Hare, and we are watching events in Charlottesville, Virginia, also Washington, D.C., as protests and demonstrations are underway in both of those places. That's a crowd of people shouting anti-Nazi chants and expressing support for Heather Heyer marching through Charlottesville, Virginia today. Police prevented from continuing that march. There are about 100 people thus far protesting in Charlottesville, marking the one-year anniversary of that violent white nationalist rally. In Washington, D.C., they are underway now for dueling protests marking this one-year anniversary. Security is tight. Across from the White House at Lafayette Park, ABC's David Wright reports.
The authorities here have a good deal of experience with crowd control and with protests. They are determined to keep this calm. They don't want to see a race riot right on the president's doorstep. The Unite the Right crowd will be nearer the White House, the counter-protesters on the other side with a wall of police in between. There is always the potential for fireworks, though, and so authorities here will be keeping a close eye.
And here in Chicago, a rollover crash killed a woman in Chicago's Lawndale neighborhood this morning. Police say the woman was ejected from the car in the 3900 block of West 15th Street. The driver of that car, suspected of drunk driving, he's in custody. An insider threat is one of the biggest potential perils for commercial air travel, and now investigators are trying to figure out how the airline ground agent at the SeaTac International Airport in Seattle stole an empty commercial plane. He performed dangerous loops and other dangerous maneuvers before crashing into an island yesterday in Puget Sound. Some people had trouble using beaches in Indiana. More from WGN's Roger Battish.
An Indiana man claims a homeowner along Lake Michigan tried to remove people from the beach despite an Indiana Supreme Court ruling allowing lakeshore access. Tom King says he called the town's police about it last weekend's dispute. The town marshal says a security guard left after an officer arrived. Roger Battish, WGN News.
And now with WGN Neighborhood News, here's Domiti Pongo.
The Northern Illinois Hostess Society is hosting an auction plant sale Sunday, August 12th at the Hinsdale Community House. Plant lovers Sunday are invited to bid on top quality plants at reasonable prices. That auction kicks off at 1:30, but it's strongly suggested that you arrive early for a preview of what's available. I'm Domiti Pongo with WGN Neighborhood News, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.
Now back to you, Dave.
I'm here, WGN Sports, White Sox hosting Cleveland today. Pre-game with Andy Mazers at 12:35. Our first pitch, 1:10, with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN.
Why, that's in 20 minutes.
That's in 24 minutes. Yeah, 24 wow. minutes.
Who's counting?
Cubs playing tonight against Washington. Cubs losing to Washington yesterday 9-4. A loss for the Sox also yesterday, losing to Cleveland 3-1. Yesterday in soccer, the Chicago Fire defeated by New York 1-0, the final score there. And visitation is now underway for Stan Mikita, the family at the United Center. Fans can pay their respects at visitation at the United Center atrium today until 4 o'clock. Fans are instructed to enter the building at the east entrance of the atrium. They will exit north or south of the atrium. Again, the visitation for Stan Mikita underway at the United Center. That takes place until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
So nice of the Mikita family to share this.
It is. And
the city that loved him so much.
Certainly a legend. And as Andy was reporting earlier this morning, one of the, if maybe the greatest player, certainly in his position with the Blackhawks and in hockey. And, you know, growing up, Dean, we remember him, Bobby Hall, and the others playing on the Blackhawks.
Over at the old Chicago Stadium.
At the old Chicago Stadium.
Absolutely, yep.
And also on the road. So, yes, this is a very appropriate event to take place.
Yep.
So, again, that until 4 o'clock this afternoon, visitation for Stan Mikita taking place at the United Center. WGN traffic, still a problem in Gary on I-65, northbound on 65 at the exit ramp to 15th Avenue. An overturned truck has been blocking lanes there since about 8:30 this morning. And in Carroll Stream, watch for an accident at Thunderbird Trail and Yuma Lane. Traffic building, of course, on the Kennedy now, a 40-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown. It is 33 minutes from downtown out to O'Hare. On the Eisenhower, 30 minutes from Wolf to downtown from Veterans Tollway, over 40 minutes now from Veterans Tollway to downtown on the Eisenhower. And for traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand and personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago.
You were talking about some of the closures because of fests that are going on today.
Mm-hmm,
we were naming some of the bands that are going to be at Retro on Roscoe today. And we jokingly mentioned the band Libido Funk. That's going to be performing there.
Be careful how you say that.
We have a ton of texts from people highly recommending Libido Funk. They put on, here's one, 815 area code. Libido Funk puts on an amazing show with great sounds. Definitely a crowd pleaser.
Oh, all right.
Here's another. Libido Funk is awesome. You should check them out. From Sherry in Joliet, sending that in.
Okay.
Yeah, so lots of recommendations for them.
I'll have to talk to a friend of mine that is in a band called More Gorgeous and see if they know about this. I'm not making it up. That's the name of the band.
Okay.
By the way, we have failed to do our job today, Dean, because of mentioning all of the events. The one we have not mentioned.
We have had many requests for this.
One we have not mentioned.
Yes.
Des Plaines Street between Roosevelt Road and Harrison, yep. Closed, just for a mere 2 hours and 45 minutes now until 3 o'clock for Maxwell Street. Yeah, it's over. Okay. We have failed. We failed.
Hey, I'm glad we could bring you the traffic closures 2 hours after they happen. A lot of stations would do that while it's happening. We call it retro traffic. Here on the show.
Well, it's retro on Roscoe. It's retro traffic.
Anybody can give you the traffic of what's going on now. You try to go up and down the dial, see if you can get the traffic from 2 hours ago.
And we might be able to do it before it happens.
It wouldn't be the first time.
We could do it before it happens.
Okay.
You have been warned.
All right.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center today. Sunny, isolated storms in spots, highs in the 80s. Clear tonight, low in the 70s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid, high in the upper 80s. I have to tell you, I was a little nervous reading the weather forecast right before we went into Tom Skilling.
You don't want to mess up the forecast with the king on the line.
Sunny in 86 now at O'Hare.
He'll have you killed. He's Tom freaking Skilling.
It's 88 at Midway and 80 at the lakefront now.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now he's mocking Tom Skilling.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation.
Nothing to do with this.
Yes, you did. You started it. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's a beautiful day, John.
Boy, the sun is out. It's just so warm.
I tell you. Happy 40th anniversary to one of the best guys around, Tom Skilling. And as I said, there will be all kinds of serious and silly tributes to Tom all day tomorrow on the WGN TV news. We are getting set for a little abbreviated version of our food time show, though. A beautiful Sunday afternoon. I know most of you are going to be out on the grill today with something or other. We don't talk about good old-fashioned burgers enough on the show. They sure are popular in restaurants, but how about some burger alternatives out on the grill today? Joining us to talk about that on our Food Time show, Anna Stockwell, back with us, the senior food editor at one of my favorite sites, epicurious.com. Anna, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Nice to have you with us today. Now, you guys, thanks. I guess you guys can see this, you know, in sort of a quantitatively way on line to see what recipes people are looking at. And I have to think that burger recipes are among the most popular that you have on your site.
Yes, we can see what everybody looks for on our recipe. It's really fun to see what people are searching for. And this time of year, hamburgers are a popular search term for sure.
Yeah. Are people looking for just, you know, are they looking up, you know, just regular hamburger recipes? Or are they going for the, you know, the crazy burgers, the, you know, with all the embellishments on them?
You know, I don't think you need a recipe to do just a straight up burger. So when you're looking for a new idea, that's when you come to us, and we've got a lot of different crazy ways to make burgers on the grill or in your kitchen on the stove.
Yeah, because you would think that, you know, doing a burger on the grill is pretty straightforward. Yet, you still see people out there, you know, with the meat on the grill. They don't have it shaped properly. They're out there with their spatula, and they're pushing all the juices out of it. That kills me when I see people, you know, they're pushing down on the burger to make sure it's as dry as possible when it's finally done.
No, don't do that. Yeah, there are definitely some tricks that you can use to make sure that you grill your burger perfectly.
Well, let's start off with some of the basics then. Do you have a preferred kind of ground meat that you like to use with that for burgers?
So for me, what is most important is the sourcing of the meat. So I try to find beef that is humanely raised and grass-fed. I think that grass-fed beef tastes better, and it's also better for the environment. And so that's what I look for.
So in the store, when you go, you see ground sirloin, you see ground round, you see ground chuck. You see, you know, some burgers that are already formed and made for you. Where do we start in the store?
Yeah, so it's better to form your own patties because then you're going to be able to control it more. In terms of the different types of meat, you want like something that has a good fat percentage in it. Ground chuck is about 20% fat. Sirloin's a little bit less. And ground round is a little bit less also. I like to have a little bit higher percentage of fat in my burger because that makes it juicier.
So what kind of percentage?
So ground chuck is 20% fat.
Okay, so about 20% is right. So people are, you know, buying this ground sirloin that has a very low fat content. Those burgers can be a little on the dry side.
Yeah, for a burger, you want more fat in there. That's going to make it taste better.
Okay, so are you just taking the meat then and forming them into patties, or are you adding anything special?
Yeah, I mean, for a straight-up burger on the grill, I like it very simple. Okay. I don't add anything to the meat. You want to use the meat very cold, and you want to have cold hands, too, to form it, because if your hands are all hot, It's going to like melt the meat and make it stick to your fingers, and that'll be gross.
Okay.
So I like to run my hands under cold water before I start forming patties.
Okay.
And then I form them in, you know, about like 2 inches thick. And then I put a little bit of an indentation in the middle of the patty.
Just what I was going to ask you, like a little thumbprint, as they say. Why are we doing that?
So as the burger cooks, it shrinks. And when it shrinks, it will get fatter in the middle. So if you start out with it thinner in the middle, that will yield a flat burger.
Okay, so like a little thumbprint in there, and then it'll compensate as it's cooking. Now, how do you know when, short of using a meat thermometer, which is not a terrible idea, so you make sure that everything is safe, but how do you know when a burger is done?
So there's a few ways to check. You can cut into it and look at the inside. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You can also poke it with your finger. And if it's like, if it's too mushy, you know it's not going to be fully cooked yet. Okay. And if it's like a semi-firm texture, then you know it's about medium. Honestly, the best way to know is an instant read thermometer. And you know, they're pretty cheap to get these days, and if you have one of those, you're never going to mess up a burger.
What's the internal temperature on that? Should that be 160 degrees? Is that right?
Okay, so USDA recommended temperature is 160 degrees, but I like to pull my burgers at 125 for medium rare, or 135 for medium.
Okay.
While it rests a little bit after you take it off the grill, it will come up in temperature a little bit, and 125 will raise up to about 130, and that is exactly where I want my burger. I like a nice, juicy, medium rare burger.
Okay, let me take a break, and when we come back, maybe you can give us a couple of ideas for, spicing up your burgers a little bit.
Totally.
We're talking burgers today on our Food Time show. We are talking with Anna Stockwell from Epicurious.com, spicing up your burgers a little bit. So, Anna, give us, what would be, someone's doing burgers on the grill tonight, what would be a great way to really switch it up tonight?
So last summer, two summers ago, we came up with this thing that we called the steak burger at Epicurious, and we were all really into it. We used dry-aged ground beef instead of standard beef, which gives it like a really funky umami flavor. And it's a little bit more expensive, but it's a fun splurge. You go to your butcher and you pick out a dry aged steak and you ask them to coarsely ground it for you.
Okay. And there's we have to get to a baseball game here in a second. So I'm just going to summarize. There's an herb butter that goes with it. There's all kinds of spices. We've got that and some other great recipes that Anna has given us all up at WGNradio.com. Anna, sorry for the abbreviation there. But we appreciate
it. You can find all the recipes on Epicurious.com.
Yeah, that's perfect as well. Thank you very much for joining us. A quick break, and we'll get to White Sox pregame next. That's going to wind it up for us this morning. We will see you next Sunday morning. We'll see you on Steve Cochran's show weekday mornings just after their 8 o'clock news. And, of course, Monday through Friday on Chicago's number one, the WGN-TV morning news. Tomorrow morning, talking with SNL creator Lorne Michaels. That's all coming up. We've got White Sox baseball next.